This recording, Bangladesh 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that EC goods began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison was a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Every man has an aim in life. A man without an aim is like a ship without rudder. A man cannot succeed in life without aim. I am a student of class 11, so I have an aim in life, and my aim in life is to be a doctor. The reason of my sole choice is the most of the people of my village are poor and illiterate. Good doctors are not available in my village and they suffer from many diseases. So I want to be a doctor and I want to serve them. By observing this, their measure, my heart is filled with profound grief. I want to serve them by providing them proper treatment. Therefore, I want to be a doctor. After passing my SS examination, I shall get myself admitted into a medical college. And then I want to become MBBS. After completing my MBBS course, I shall come back my home, and then I want to open a clinic for them, and there I want to serve the poor people. And success in life depends largely upon the right choice of profession. I think my choice is very good, and may Allah help me, and I believe one day I will become a successful man.
বর্তমান সময়ে মহামারী করোনা ভাইরাস আমাদের গ্রামের সকলের মধ্যে একটা উদ্বেগজনক পরিবেশ সৃষ্টি করেছে।
গ্রামের অধিকাংশ মানুষই অশিক্ষিত এবং তারা এই বিষয় সম্পর্কে অসচেতন, যার ফলে তারা সহজেই আক্রান্ত হওয়ার ঝুঁকিতে রয়েছে। এবং যেহেতু লকডাউনের কারণে বাংলাদেশের মানুষের আর্থিকভাবে অনেকটা ক্ষতি হয়েছে, এই সময় তাদের জীবন ধারণ অনেক কষ্টসাধ্য হয়ে উঠছে।